And with those beautiful words of truth, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We are in this place. Gathering here in this beautiful sanctuary, as a community, and at the very same time, traveling to our inner sanctuary as the individual that we are. And so I invite us to become comfortable in body and mind. To just relax our body. We know there's never a cookie cutter way to pray or meditate, so whatever feels right, just do that. And to calm and distill our mind, just stepping into this moment, right now, letting go of any distractions of the past or thoughts of the future, but right now, in this present moment. And in this present moment, aware of what we are called to be, to express the light that we are, to be willing to let go of anything that shadows that light. And so I invite us now in our mind's eye to create an inner sanctuary, a church within. What might that look like? Whatever it might look like, we know that it holds the warmth and the love of who we are, because it is the core of who we are. So just see that place. Whatever walls or altars or chairs. And let's, for the next few moments, just sit here in our sanctuary. With a question. What do I need to do to be a greater light? Ask Spirit to shine that spiritual light in all those crevices within us, that there may be something we need to let go of. Bless, forgive, let go. And so we sit and wait in this beautiful inner sanctuary of us. And so as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, we know that this place inside, this inner sanctuary, is always there. The door is always open. Anytime we feel our light is being dimmed, we rush right back there. What do I need to let go of? What do I need to release? So we are grateful for this gift, this inner gift that we carry with us. We're grateful for the opportunity to be an expression of God in this world. What an honor. And we do pray this prayer with grateful hearts, in the beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world," and said, "You are the light of the world." That we are not to hide our light under the table, but put it on the lampstand so it lights the entire room, to glorify our Father who is in heaven. So it is in the consciousness of Jesus Christ, and in the Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us, that we do pray. And so it is. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.